We go over to the offices of Lulbird to catch up with Antonio Flores. Good morning to you, Antonio.
Very good morning to you.
Good. Good. Yeah, as always, it's Wednesday. You can almost see the weekend from here. Right then.
Yeah.
We are looking at the Spanish tax office this time around. Now, explain to me how our friends at Hacienda have changed.
Okay, so you know this is one topic I did want to talk about for a long time, and you know what's out of all the things that Spain has changed in the last number of years, the tax office is probably the one that is more noticeable. Okay, now some years back, you know, having a good accountant meant a world of a difference when it came to optimizing one's tax situation, because the tax office was slow to process data, their systems were not digitalized, and they did rely a lot on sort of hit and miss tax inquiries, you know, to detect potential fraud. Also, a lot of people were very much keen on these tax schemes, you know, where you would do certain things and there would never the tax office would never really catch you on, and a lot of these tax advisors are very popular with them, you know, so they got a lot of business out of it.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you know, it just seemed that the tax office was just too small for the amount of deals. Now, if you fast forward to 2022, the scenario is completely different nowadays, you know. It just seems that, you know, we have a big brother, which is the tax office in this country, and they just seem to monitor everything, okay? Now, where is the difference between before and now? Well, the difference is very simple, is in technology, okay? Is in technology and in two specific, I would say, sort of types of technology applications they've been using. One of them is the big data, which is a massive CRM system they use to cross-reference information. The other one's a system called Immediate Information Supply, the IIS, which allows instant correlation between transactions that are linked one to another. Okay, so basically what is happening today is that pretty much everything you do on a daily basis when it comes to spending or generating income or issuing invoices or just doing business normally is going to be monitored one way or another. And you're always going to have a counterpart. So that counterpart as well will be not monitored. So they'll be linking the information and it will be processed. Okay, notary publics have an important role. Every single transaction you do at a notary public, which has an economic value, goes to the tax office. So they will have knowledge of that. Banks, insurers, investment companies have all an obligation to inform the tax office of every single dividend or interest they pay you within an account you've opened there. So they will have that information. They also even know how much you have at any time, which before was never the case. They would actually they would have to speak to the bank, and the bank would provide that information. Nowadays they know straight away, which I didn't know about. Okay, now banks also automatically notify the tax office of any transaction with 500 euro notes.
Yeah, of course, the famous Bin Ladens, you mean.
Well, no. If you have a 500 euro note, you know those.
Which were known as the Bin Ladens.
That's correct. Yes, yes. No, which you don't see them that often anymore. You know, we used to see them in our office where people used to pay cash, you know, for deposits and things, and now you rarely see them. They're kind of almost phased out, you know. But anyway, anything above 3,000 euros in cash will be sent to the tax office immediately, whether you take out 3,000 or you pay in 3,000 into your bank account. So that information is going to be stored there and it's going to go onto your profile, okay? And they'll do profiling on people who do a lot of tax, a lot of cash transactions. So they'll build up. This is like the FBI, you know, the CIA, they'll have a file on everyone. Yeah. Now, loans for more than 6,000 euros as well, because loans were traditionally a way to launder money. You know, you would take out a loan and then you would repay it with cash. And in general, any transaction above 10,000 euros is going to be notified, okay, like a transfer, receiving or remittance of transfers, okay?
Yeah.
Now, cash transactions, as you know, they are very rare nowadays. Very few people do pay cash. There's still some residual in some of businesses, you know, bars, restaurants, chiringuitos. They pay staff sometimes in cash because they do get cash. So, but most businesses, they don't really use that much cash. You know, it's very difficult. It's getting more and more complicated. Now, credit cards, for example, it's another way. That information of, you know, the daily use of a credit card, it goes to the tax office as well. You know, it's all stored in a massive CRM database system that will then be compiled, or the information will be compiled to provide that profile, and that profile will determine whether you're a person that will be subject to a tax inquiry in 6 months' time or in 12 months' time.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Because if you think about how it used to be, you know, not that long ago, it was the whole sort of tax and all the Spanish offices were sort of autonomous in terms of dealing on their own in their own little islands. But now they've become incredibly linked in. And really, that idea of a sleepy tax officer or a sleepy social security officer or a sleepy anything government office is so, on the one hand, it means you can get your official, the theory being get your official paperwork done quicker, but it really does mean that you can't sort of use smoke and mirrors to get around the sort of hacienda as you could have been more creative, shall we say, in the past. Yeah.
No, you know, tax advisors nowadays, because before you, a good tax advisor, and I've heard that so many times, would be one, you know, that would make you pay no tax. Now, what a silly thing, isn't it? I mean, when you think about Zara, you know, Inditex Group paying billions in tax every year, you know, and of course they can afford the best people to advise them. But there's no way to get around the tax office these days. It is what it is. It's all mathematics, you know. So, yes, you might choose one or the other options when it comes to setting up a business. You can be an autonomous, or you can have a company, and then you can decide which way you could maybe save a few thousand here and there, which is a lot of money at the end of the year. But you know, there's no sort of miracles anymore as there used to be. Now, another thing that is very, very distinct in respect to before and now is that they do have boots on the ground. You know, before, the tax guy was in the tax office sitting there, you know, typical Manolo, and, you know, and his desk, and, you know, you would go and talk to him. But now they're everywhere. They're walking around. You know, they visit properties, businesses, companies, law firms. You know, they go everywhere, you know. Now, for example, companies that alleged to have a business running from an office, they will go there and check that, and they will ask. Properties that are allegedly not rented out, they will go there and ring. And they will ring because they will see that there is electricity and water consumption, because they've detected that address in a booking.com, for example, website, or in Idealista. They've seen it's for rental, and therefore they go there. All that information is shared, and the system itself sends out, you know, specific requests for information to tax advisors, and that's what they do. So this is all the big data information which is being collated in the millions, I would say. You know, now, for example, summer, you know, how many people rent out properties in summer and they don't declare? It's always been a classic thing, you know. Well, they're never going to find out.
Yeah.
But they are finding out. Not everyone, of course. There's, you know, how many sort of short-term lets do you get in Spain in August? Millions, you know, millions of weeks of so it's very difficult to check on everyone. You just don't know. It's random.
Another thing is the fact that, as you mentioned, the fact that people may have been renting out the properties during summer months, but, you know, the tax people are now internet savvy as well. So if you put your place on a booking.com or on Airbnb or something like that, they've only got to key it in and it'll pop up. And it'd be very hard to say to the tax guy, I'm not renting out, when it's actually there online, because they'll go, well, I'm very sorry, but, you know, there it is.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you know, booking, I mean, all these big companies will immediately disclose the information. So, I mean, you have absolutely no way to hide from that. But some people who, for example, do, you know, direct to consumer, you know, for example, Idealista or one of those where they just ring you and, you know, you do the deal with them person privately. It doesn't go through any payment channel or anything. You know, he comes here in summer and then he gives you an envelope of money, you know, that this still happens. Those properties that are being rented out, their powerful systems screen the internet for those properties that are being rented out, and then they check as well consumption. So, you know, if that property is not where you are empadronado, which is another way to catch people, you know, then they will send someone over and knock on the door, which we've had that. We've had people in tax office people knocking on the door and asking, who are you? You know, give me your passport, that sort of thing. The padron is also important. Now, who is living in a given property officially? Is it rented out? Is it not? Is it empty? You know, as I said, water, electric consumption, they have all that information as well. You know, they don't have to go and ask for it. It all goes into the system. And it's all collated and it's all screened and it's all finally, you know, obtained. Just get us like a conclusion of what is the likely scenario of a taxable event happening on that specific property. So yeah, it's getting so difficult. And I guess one day when the cash, as we know it, disappears and it's all credit cards, then it's just going to be it, you know?
There has been also a campaign there to people saying that, yeah, you know, especially the older listener, you know, the older people, because, you know, banks and Spain has fallen in love with the app, I think we can safely say. Lots of banks, lots of government businesses won't even sort of contemplate seeing you unless you've made an appointment through the app. I know in certain banks, in certain places, you can't just walk in and deposit money. You have to have made an appointment through the app, which can be very disconcerting, if not annoying, as you see there's nobody in the cash desk. But there is, for older people, they're not comfortable with apps. They've always had a libro and they've always put money in, and it's always been one of the highlights of their, especially in the campo, of the highlights of their day is going to the bank and not only depositing or withdrawing money, but also having a chat about how the world operates.
Definitely, yes. That's a shame. You know, that's coming to an end, and it's quite sad. You know, they're just closing down all these.
You cycle up to Istanbul, Antonio. So you must have seen outside the Cajamar, just outside. You know, the queue on a Thursday, because it's only one day now. The queue on a Thursday with the abuelos, who are just waiting for their conversation.
Well, it's a high of the day, you know.
Exactly.
It's the day where you get the information from of what's going on in the world. That's right. You know? Yeah. I mean, how long is that going to last? I don't know.
Talking of things dying out. Back in the day, people were buying properties, offshore companies, with all the rage, especially with Gibraltar just around down the corner from here. What's the situation with offshore?
No, you know, offshore is something that will immediately trigger a warning message from the notary to the CEPLAG, which is the anti-money laundering office in Madrid. So you'll be then closely monitored, you know, because you think about it, anyone who wants to buy through an offshore company, because there are no tax incentives to do that, the only other reason could be that you try to launder money. Okay, the ultimate reason could be that you don't want anyone else to know. For example, you have an ex-husband or an ex-wife who's trying to get hold of your estate. So you're doing that. So that's fine. You know, that wouldn't be an issue. If you live in Australia and you don't want anyone to know you're buying, you can do that and you can disclose who you are and everything else. But, you know, there's no point now these days. I mean, before, yeah, it was very popular, but that's been completely now... it's disappeared almost, you know. I mean, you still have offshore companies, but offshore onshore, I would say. For example, the Dutch Sandwich, Holland, and their overseas possessions. A lot of companies like Telefonica and so on, they use these systems very much to the annoyance of the European Union, because it's a lot of money going out without being taxed. But there are some sort of legal. But as far as buying a property in this country with an offshore, there is no point in doing that. And there's less interest in buying in your own personal, in a company name, a Spanish limited company name, because that triggers an immediate rental tax. Mm. You see, the tax office understands that companies do not let properties for free to anyone, not even the owners. So if you set up a company and you buy a property in a company name, you have to pay that company, probably yourself, a tax for using it. So it's just like as if you were renting it from yourself, you know, left pocket pays right pocket, such situation. And that's less of a interesting option these days. So most people now buy in their own names, you know. It's been the case as well that a lot of the large villas that in some places in this country, you know, especially in coastal resorts, villas worth millions. They used to be in company names. They've had very big fines for not declaring rentals, and they've decided to close those companies down and basically, you know, put them in their own personal names. So that's it. You know, there's no more company, no more concealment, whether it was for lawful reasons or not. It's now, everything's simplified in a way. You see, schemes are disappearing more and more. They're still there for the big companies, for Google's and everyone else. You know, those have their schemes going on, which is annoying if you think about it, you know. They're all based out of Ireland and so on. But anyway, that's not
illegal. I mean, that's not illegal. It's the old evasion and avoidance thing, isn't it? That's the whole issue with that.
It's questionable. Mm. You know, Ireland having such a low tax rate, yeah, it can be considered to be a tax haven within Europe, but well, it's down to the European Union to clamp down on that if they do want to do it. They've had many opportunities, it's not happening. So, but anyway, that's a different league. You know, the league of the man in the street, you just have no defense now. You just have to just be a tax or a law-abiding citizen, and you'll receive less letters through the post office. Well, mind you, not even the post office. They're all getting now into the electronic.
Exactly.
You know, which, again, you can miss. And if you miss, then they'll embargo your account and the money will be taken out straight away.
Yeah, and there's nothing. That is the worst case scenario. So to sum up, Antonio, if you're thinking that the Spanish tax office is still that sort of sleepy Manolo at his desk going off for his coffee at 11, the ultimate funcionario, not coming back until and knocking off at 2 o'clock, then you're in for something of a rude awakening.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a different country in that respect, you know. You can think of something similar to the north of Europe. We're in that league now in terms of the tax office. Maybe other things are not, but the tax office is there.
Antonio, if people want to find some more information or just come to you with anything that is bothering them in terms of all things matters legal, where can they contact you?
Well, they can contact us on info@lawbird.com or by telephone on 952-861-890.
Antonio Flores at Lilbird, thank you so much for your time today. And yes, tax and profiles and all things like that just makes you want to get on your bike and head up to the mountains, Antonio.
Run away from everything.
Antonio, thank you so much for your time today.
It's a pleasure.